USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House defending President Trump's tweet yesterday that referred to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley saying that the president was not comparing the impeachment probe to one of the darkest moments in American history and argued that Trump has used many words to describe how he's been treated. Trump's comment has been condemned by members of both parties, but U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham is not among them. He told reporters,
"So yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American."
Two associates of President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani face arraignment today on federal campaign finance charges. The two are charged with funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal foreign campaign contributions to U.S. candidates and political action committees. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A Florida State Senate committee is making a ruling on a suspended sheriff. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
A state Senate committee in Florida is recommending the full Senate uphold Governor Ron DeSantis' suspension of former Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. Governor DeSantis suspended Israel shortly after taking office in January. DeSantis charged Israel with incompetence and dereliction of duty for actions before and after the mass murder at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Andrew Pollack's daughter, Meadow, was murdered at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, and he's a fan of the move Governor DeSantis made.
Well, the sheriff, I want everyone to remember, he went on national TV claiming his amazing leadership. He wanted to deflect from his department's failures and blame the gun. But there were so many failures, and if there's any Florida state senators, I'd like to bring them out right now to everybody.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The unknown Trump administration member who wrote an essay on the resistance from the inside now has a book deal, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The book, which is titled The Warning, will come out November 19th, more than a year after the essay appeared in the New York Times that said many within the administration were actively blocking some of President Trump's orders. The essay was published September of 2018. So far, no one has named the official, despite widespread speculation and the president's own suggestion that the author's identity be investigated. Hatchet Books is calling it an unprecedented behind-the-scenes portrait that offers a shocking first-hand account of President Trump and his record. The author will be identified as a senior Trump administration official. According to the publisher, the author accepted no advance and will donate a portion of the royalties to nonprofits that focus on accountability and standing up for truth in oppressive countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg is to testify at a U.S. House hearing today. He'll talk to the House Financial Services panel about Facebook's controversial plans for digital currency. And SpaceX has announced it's going to launch satellite internet service sometime next year. You can find us on the internet at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.